Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for Head of the House, the leader in insight, information, and education in real estate, finance, lifestyle, and information. Hosted by Lewis Howard, your leading voice for the 20s, 30s, 40s, and beyond. And now here he is, Lewis Howard.
Hey, this is Lewis Howard. Thank you again for tuning in, chiming in, downloading, or listening via MP3, however you've got our program for tuning in to Head of the House. I've just been enjoying kind of taking a detour from our regularly formatted programs that I've done over the past several years and really focus on helping you get some principles, some thoughts, and some ideas to help you go from where you are to where you want to be. And sometimes that's easier said than done. And many of you like me, if you even half a student, you may have studied a lot, you may have gone through lots of seminars, and you may have gone through things and you still have difficulties going on reaching your goal or dream. And so my goal is to help you not live an almost life. I heard someone say this, and it was quite a motivational Tim Story, out of L.A. Most people live an almost life. They almost got rich. They almost found the person they were looking for. They almost lost the weight they wanted to lose. They almost got there. Do you know anybody that says that? Maybe you said that, almost. So today I want to talk about getting a fresh start. To go from an almost life to that dream life, that life that you really want to get to. And it takes time. So nothing I say is necessarily going to change where you are overnight. But it will help you add to or even multiply the efforts that you're already putting in. If you follow me any length of time in terms of what I've done on our programs over the years, I never believe that any one thing I'm going to say is necessarily going to change where you are, but really the goal is to help be an asset to what you're doing and what you're laying down in your own life, right? So a fresh start, fresh is something new. Right? You know, the opposite of fresh is old, right? You wouldn't want to go to a restaurant and have a leftover meal. You want a fresh meal. So fresh is new, what hasn't been done before. And sometimes in life, you need a fresh start. Maybe you went through a divorce. Maybe a relationship that you really was invested into ended. Maybe a job ended. Maybe a portion of your career ended. Whatever it is, maybe it's even more tragic. Maybe a sickness or maybe a loss of a spouse or a child or whatever it is that had you in a position where you really needed a fresh start. And sometimes that's what it takes. I remember many years ago in my life as a young man going through struggles, just couldn't keep myself straight to save my own existence. And I kept falling on my face. And finally I realized I need a fresh start. I need to go where no one knows my name. I need to be able to start over again. And the thing that's important to understand is it's never too late. It's never too late. No matter what your age, no matter what your position, no matter if you've had a lot of success before and now you're at the bottom, or you're at the bottom and you've never been to the top, it's never too late. And I've been both. I've been at the bottom of life, and I hit the top. And then I fell down to the mountain into the valley and was there for an extended period of time, but I never gave up, and I went back up again, right? And now I'm climbing back up again, right? So it's never too late. And I believe there are thoughts that come into your head that tell you that you're too old, you're too light to fight, too thin to win, but you are too legit to quit. You can really do it. And so I just want to share with you today just some principles that I believe that you can use if you need a fresh start. Fresh starts, first of all, are not easy because we are made up in part of emotions. And a lot of times when you form an emotional bond with people, places, and things, it's not easy to let go. I remember dating a woman and had an emotional attachment to her. The relationship went bad, and it just sank me because of the emotional bond. I knew in my logical mind that I needed to move on. I knew in my logical mind that it was over and done. But in my heart mind, it wasn't. And I kept trying to find a way to keep it going, but it wasn't going to keep going. And at some point, I have to realize I've got to let it go. Done the same thing in business, where you get emotionally attached to an idea. And you're going to defend that idea until the end. And you are sincere about that idea. Unfortunately, you're sincerely wrong. And at some point, you have to break that bond. You have to cut ties with the past. You know, I just put up on my Facebook this week that to start a new chapter, you got to stop rereading the old chapter. Too many people in life keep nursing, cursing, and rehearsing the previous chapter, the previous things that were done to them. As long as you're doing that, you can't move on, right? You're going to have to disperse that. And let me tell you from personal experience, sometimes things end, but it doesn't end on your terms. It doesn't end the way you want it to end, right? It just ends. And sometimes there are things left undone. There are things left unsaid. And it's messy. Sometimes divorces are messy. Sometimes business partnerships that come to an end are a bit messy. So sometimes in life, you got children and things are said and done and it ends. Sometimes it's real messy. So you have to understand that not everything is going to end on your terms. And for my controllers out there, for my A-types out there that are listening to me, this is especially difficult for you because controllers want everything to end on their terms. Passive people, not so much. They don't care. They'll just go on because they're passive anyway. But controllers, A-types, don't like it. And A-types are more apt to take revenge, are more apt to make other people pay if things don't end on their terms. So you got to be willing to let it go. You've got to be willing to turn the page. You know, I just turned the page in a chapter of my life. And it wasn't easy letting go of some of the things that I had to let go. But I realized that if I don't let it go, I can't move on to the next thing that I believe God has, the divine has, and life has for me. I've got to keep going. I've got to keep moving. And sometimes you got to unshackle yourself. You got to cut ties, and you got to let it go. And as people like to say, let it be what it'll be, right? And so you've got to get in your mind that you're going to make that fresh start. And sometimes you don't feel like making it, but you just take that step of faith anyway and say, I'm going to go ahead and do it. I'm going to go ahead and move on. I'm going to go ahead and stop calling this person. I'm going to go ahead and be civil about how to end this thing. Right? You got to make that decision. Years ago, I went through a divorce. I didn't want the marriage to end, but that's the way it happened. Right? And there was a point where I just fought it and fought it and fought it and fought it. And then I had an epiphany. A friend of mine who I went through and got some counseling, some help, said, look, you got to let it go. And at that point, I changed my mind about it. I decided, even though I didn't feel like it inside, that I'm going to let it go. Right? Success works the same way. It works in the opposite. Sometimes in order to make things work, you got to form an emotional bond with it. And come hell or high water, you're not going to let it go. I've had tremendous success just holding on to things and not letting go. Everybody goes through a valley in life, right? And if they haven't gone through a valley, they will go through a valley. And if they've never said they've been through a valley, they are lying or in denial because everybody goes through a valley. And a valley is a place where things are not going the way you would like. The wheels have come off the wagon. All hell has broken loose. And again, as I've said in past shows, you know, when you look at what the recession has done to many people's economic lives and to some people's physical and health life, that's a valid. Anytime where you go into a place and you're not reaching your goals and you're not having things working out, you're in a valley. But let me tell you about a valley. You can still have success in the valley. You can still have success in a place where things are not working out the way you want to be. So let's talk about some things that I want to share with you that I've learned in my own life that I always, you know, share with you. I never talk about things that I don't live. And the first thing is, like I said, you got to stop looking back. You know, if you're driving down the street and you're heading down where I'm broadcasting the show, we have an Interstate I-5 which runs from Washington, Oregon down to California, right? You're driving down Interstate 5 and you look back and you spend your whole time of that drive down that highway looking back. What's going to happen? You know what's going to happen. You're going to run into somebody, right? Because you're looking back. You're looking in your rearview mirror instead of looking north, right? So you got to keep looking ahead. Even if there's a train wreck behind you, don't look at it, right? So the first thing to getting a fresh start is you got to stop looking back. This is hard for a lot of people. They just can't let go. Do you know what she did to me? Do you know what he did to me? Do you know what that company did to me? You know what that union did to me after all those years and everything I've done? You know what this child has done for me after all the labor and bringing it to pass, right? You got to stop looking back. You got to look forward, right? And number two is you've got to focus, right? That's just, even before I get to the rest, you got to focus. Because what happens when things are ending, you lose focus. Emotions get involved, reasoning, everything starts to take over and you lose focus. And you've got to focus. And you've got to focus on the promise, right? The hope, the goals, the dreams, the objectives, because no matter what happens in your life, you're still living. You're still going. There is life after that company. There is life after that relationship. There's life after that business idea that didn't go wrong. There's life after that education that you didn't complete. There's life after things, right? And you have to realize it. And the only way you're going to realize it is you got to shift your focus. You know, it's kind of like a station. What station are you attuned to? If you want to listen to rock, you can't be tuned into the classical station, right? You're going to have to switch stations, change the dial, change the numbers, switch the digital numbers, right? Well, that's when you want to make a fresh start. That's what you've got to do. You've got to change stations. I've got to focus on what I want to become. I've got to focus on my goals. I've got to focus on what I'm doing. No, I'm not going to be able to realize it with that person. I'm not going to be able to realize it with that company or with that school or with that particular situation, but I'm going to still realize it. I've had many times in my life where I've been put in what I call defining moments, where I've had to make decisions about, am I going to just sit here and deal with this problem over and over again, or am I going to let it go and regain focus on where I am going? There's a lot of people right now that they've lost focus. I think in many ways our country has lost focus. I think our political leaders have lost focus. I think our educational leaders have lost focus. I think there's a lot of lost focus. I think a lot of people in business have lost focus. Everybody wants to get rich. Everybody wants to be a success overnight. Nobody wants to pay a price. Nobody wants to go through a valley. But going through the valley, in order to get that fresh start, in order to get that success, it's what makes us who we are. You know, when are the greatest times in America? You know, the greatest time, sadly, in America is when we're attacked, when we're at war, because we bond together, we focus, we set all of our problems aside. I remember doing 9/11 and the bonding of America, the unifying of America. All of a sudden, we didn't care what color you were. We didn't care what culture you were from. We all flew the flag. We all had the same common goal. We wanted to defeat that enemy. We were all focused on the same thing. We weren't focused on who we didn't like, and we were focused on those almost 4,000 people that lost their lives as a result of that plane flying into that building. We were focused on that outcome. Okay? We set all of our problems aside. Neighbors who hadn't spoken years hugged each other. People crossed color lines, said pleasant things, and held hands and prayed together, believed together. right? So it's an amazing thing when you really do focus on the promise, the hope. And it was about freedom, that we are a free country. Nobody does this to America. That's what we said. And George W. Bush, who was president at the time, says, we will have our revenge. We're going to find them, and we're going to bring them to justice. That's what happens when we get unified. We shouldn't have to wait until there's a problem to have that, but unfortunately, many times, it takes a crisis for us to get that. You know, sadly enough, in my area, we're going through the crisis where, you know, many people have lost their lives in the mudslide, and it's taken that for people to unify. You know, a lot of people didn't even know where Darrington and Ozo was, right? Now they do, and now they're unified with those people, right? Now they're not thinking about their own life and their own finances and their own situation. They're thinking about the lives that have been lost. So we can do it. It's a matter of choosing, of getting that fresh start. And first thing is, you got to not look behind. Second thing is, you got to keep your focus, right? Number three is you got to forgive yourself, right? Everything is not your fault. It's one of the things that I have been learning in the last 4 or 5 years. I'm what they call this responsibility person. I constantly want to take responsibility for things. And so I tend to take on more than I should. And sometimes I have had a tendency in the past to blame myself for things that I couldn't even control. If things went bad, even though maybe you are party to it, it may not be your fault. And you got to let yourself go. Even if it was your fault, you still have to find it to forgive yourself so that you can move on and have a fresh start. Why? Because you don't want to bring the same baggage that came out of one place into another. You want to go into with a fresh mindset. And that requires a place of transition. And in that place of transition, that valley, is where you let all that stuff go. Where you got to forgive yourself. You've got to say to yourself, get in a mirror and say, you know what? This is not my fault. Or if it is my fault, I made a mistake and I'm going to move on. Even if the person never forgives you. I remember one time getting on the phone because I had been wounded by a situation, and I realized I felt the pain of what I had done to other people. And I actually got on the phone and started calling people that I'd had relationship with and apologized to them for things that I'd done because I felt the pain of what someone did to me. But in the process of that, I also had to let myself go. I had to forgive myself. So most people don't think you need to forgive yourself. We just kind of keep going, but you really do. You are a person, right? You are a soul. You have feelings, and you have feelings about yourself. You have a certain way you see yourself. You have a certain things that you say to yourself and think to yourself, right? So you got a relationship with yourself, and so you've got to be able to be comfortable enough to say, you know what? I'm going to let myself off the hook. This it didn't end the way I wanted to do. Maybe I wasn't perfect. Because let me tell you what people do. If they get you in that box, they're going to keep you in that box. Because what happens is if you're the person willing to take on responsibility, then people will shift that to you. And the person that maybe should have taken responsibility, they get to go free because you just took it. So sometimes you got to leave that there. Leave it with them and let them reconcile where they are. And some people live in denial. Their whole life is about denial, right? But you don't want to live there. You want to be able to move on. So you got to forgive yourself. And secondly, you got to forgive other people, right? You got to let people go. You got to let people, places, and things go. You cannot harbor ill feelings, ill will, and expect to have a fresh start. It's not fresh. It may be fresh, but once you arrive, it ain't going to be fresh no more. Because you're going to bring the same old stale thinking, the same old used up problems, the same old mindset into that thing, and it ain't going to be too long, excuse my Texas slang, before that thing is stinking. It's smelling of the last thing that you brought into, the last hurt, the last pain, the last disappointment. It is amazing to me how many people do this, okay? And now you're doing it to somebody that is the innocent party. Now they got to hear about everything somebody else did to you. While they care about you, they don't want to hear it. Okay, and let me say it for them. They don't want to hear it. Now, they're not going to say that because they're trying to build a relationship with you, but let them get mad. And I guarantee you're going to hear it because they don't want to hear about what someone else has done to you. You've got to make a decision to forgive that and let it go. No new business partner wants to hear about how many other bad deals you've been in. You know, when I was an executive with a development company, I would have buyers that want to sit down with us and tell me about all of the other bad builders that they had. And, of course, I got to listen. Why? Because I want to sell them a house. I want them to buy one of our houses. So I patiently listen, and at the end of the conversation, I said the same thing over and over again. I apologize that you had that experience. I'm sorry that you had to go through that, but we are not that builder. Here's what we do. Okay? So no person wants to sit and hear about every negative thing that you've done. Every relationship deserves a fresh start. Every new employer deserves a fresh employer. No employer wants to hear about how bad you've been treated in every other job you've been, right? So there's a lot you've got to do if you really want a fresh start. It's not so much what other people are going to do. You know, I heard one of my mentors says that if you're sailing, you cannot control the waves and the sea and the storm, right? The only thing you can control is how you set your sail, right? You set your sail to compensate for what's going on in the arena you can't control, right? So when you're getting a fresh start, you have to find out what I can control. Well, I can control my attitude. I can control what I say. I can control how I feel about this. Right? The rest of it, I can't control what the other people are doing and thinking and planning and saying. I can't. Right? But you can. So forgiving yourself is a big part of it. All right. So a couple more is you got to hold your ground. Right? When you're trying to make a fresh start, you know, when is life the most fragile? When you're a young child, when you're an infant child, it's the most fragile part of life. Right? That child has to be protected. Parent has to hold their ground to make sure that nothing harms that child. If you are a gardener and you're planting something, when is the most vulnerable time for a plant? It's when it's a little seedling. It's when the elements can destroy. When a tree has been planted, it's in its early stages where it's the most vulnerable. So it's like that when you're starting something new. It's the most fragile. It's the most place that you're going to feel unsure, uncertain, because it's new, it's still a little bit uncomfortable, but you got to hold your ground. And after a while, you'll put roots down. You'll put a foundation down. You'll put your stamp on that situation, and it won't affect you, right? You'll be able to now handle all of the new challenges, all of the new problems, all of the new obstacles that you're going to have. And as I'm thinking, a thought comes up. One of the reasons why people don't want to do new starts and take new fresh starts in life, because you're going to have problems there. And sometimes people say, well, it's just easy if I go back and deal with the old problems. Because no, it's not. Because the old problem is going to bring the same results. It's the habit insanity theory, right? Doing the same old thing, you're going to get the same old result. But new problems are new, but they're going to have some challenges. If you decide you want to build a company, you're going to have some problems in the first 3 or 4 or 5 years of that company. If you decide you want to get married, you're going to have some challenges in that marriage. If you're going to have children, you're going to have some challenges raising those kids. Okay? So there's no perfect life. But every place you have to hold your ground. Right? I just come through this tough recession, and I realized that in the middle of this thing, I got to hold my ground. There's a storm blowing, and I've got to hold my ground so that it doesn't blow me away, so it doesn't wash out everything that I've worked for over 2 decades. It doesn't wash out my relationships. It doesn't wash out your opportunity. You got to hold your ground. I got a new book coming out in the next year or two called Stand Your Ground, and it's really going to be about just holding your ground in the middle, in the valley, in the dark place, right, when you're making that fresh start. So you got to hold your ground. And you got enemies that's going to try to get you to give up your ground. Enemies in your mind in the form of thoughts will try to get you to turn back and give up that ground. Enemies sometimes in the form of people, and sometimes, most of the time, it's usually the people the closest to you sometimes that can do the most damage, right, in different ways. So you've got to be willing. Donald Trump said this one time. He says, if you have a dream, then you've got to make your dream titanium proof so that nothing and no one can destroy that dream. That's what you've got to look at. You've got to protect that fresh start. Don't let old people come around a new relationship sometimes. Protect that thing. You know, you got a new business going, keep some of the old business people away for a while until that thing starts to produce fruit, and then you can let more people in. But some people, they start and they bring the same crowd around them. They're doing the same thing. You can't change that way. You can't keep a start, okay? To use an example out of Alcoholics Anonymous, if you want to stop drinking, you can't bring a whole bunch of people around you that drink, okay? Because that's not helping you in your fresh start to be alcohol free, right? So you have to hold your ground. And sometimes that means holding your ground is not going around where you know people doing things you're trying to not be a part of, right? What do some people do? They just go right back into it because it's comfortable. Sometimes you got to give up things that are comfortable in order to hold your ground. And let me just tell you, it's not fun. It's not fun holding your ground, but you got to hold your ground, right? To help you hold your ground, number six is you need to get a mentor or a coach. Find someone that's been where you've been. Find someone that's been there, done that, got the t-shirt, got the trophy. They've seen it a mile off. They can help you with your fresh start. They can help you hold your ground. You can't do it alone sometimes. Sometimes you need help. You need to get a teacher. You need to get counseling if you need it. You need to get someone that can help you walk through this new place that you're trying to do, whether it's in a relationship, whether it's in business, whether it's you're trying to go back to school, whether it's you're trying to start a business, whatever it is, you should get some sort of mentor, counseling, coach to help you get through. Why? Because you know what? Nothing in life is free. If you had to end something, it costs you something. And you can end up with disappointments that'll make your heart sick, right? And so sometimes people that have been there, they can say, you know what? I know what it's like to go through a divorce. I know what it's like to file bankruptcy. I know what it's like to lose a child or whatever it is. You got people that can help you take that fresh start. The saddest thing is to see people try to do it alone, the me, my, and I approach. It'll work for a little bit, but it really won't work over the long haul. So find somebody that you can trust that won't put your business in the street, won't put it on Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn, but that will keep in confidence and really help you walk through this sensitive stage. And boy, and I promise you, you'll look back, you know, 6 months, a year, 2 years, and you'll go, what took me so long? How come I didn't do that? I've heard people say, I don't know why I didn't leave that person a year ago. I don't know why I didn't leave that company 2 years ago. I don't know why I didn't stop doing that years ago, right? Because your mind was shielded and blinded from it. But once you see it, you'll look back on it and do it. So those are ways to get a fresh start. Lastly is you got to believe in yourself. You got to always believe in yourself no matter where you are. Never doubt yourself. Fear, doubt, and unbelief is just part of the human condition, right? We have an enemy in the form of fear, doubt, and unbelief, right? So you got to keep believing. Keep believing in that dream. If it was written in your heart, it's meant to be. That passion to help people, to build a business, to get that degree, to have a good marriage, to raise children, to be La Vida Loca, wherever it is you want to be, believe in yourself, no matter where you are. And sometimes that means you might have to start over a few times, but that's okay. Keep doing it until you get it right. You know, three strikes, that's just for baseball. That's not for life. You keep swinging until you make contact with the ball. And it may take you six strikes to get it. It may take you nine strikes to get it, but you just keep swinging. Don't let life put the parameters on you to tell you what you can and cannot be. Remember that Ray Kroc was 54 years old when he started McDonald's. The Colonel was 63 years old when he launched Kentucky Fried Chicken. Grandma Moses was 85 when she painted her greatest masterpiece. Some people don't get their fresh start until late in life. And I'm believing that you can get your fresh start. It's never too late to start that next chapter, to write that book, to write that song, to write that play, to do what you believe is in your heart and in your mind, right? Don't matter what anybody else says. It matters what you say about yourself. Hey, thanks as always for tuning in, getting the show. Hope it's fresh. Hope it's relevant. Hope it's something that makes a difference in your life. Best thing you can do is share it with someone else. Share it with a friend. Tell a friend to tell a friend to get it. And it's www.blogtalkradio.com/Lewis-Howard. And of course, you can email me at houseboss@live.com. And of course, follow us on Twitter, as the announcer will tell you. Thanks again for doing it. We'll be back next week. Something from inside the mind of champion, something fresh, something to help you on Head of the House. Thank you, and have a great week.